So, sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. And then again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay, good. All right, now bring to mind your own sense of defectiveness and shame. Sense that there's something wrong with you. So see yourself in one of these scenes where you kind of very much feel that way. Also now notice the different ways that you cope with feeling defectiveness. Just notice that. That's right. Now we're going to look at different specific ways that we cope. So what about kind of overcompensation ways of coping with this defectiveness and shame schema? So like, and that would look like maybe trying to control things excessively, being like really maybe kind of like fighting, being aggressive, being really, really defensive, even working on yourself. So kind of a more of an active way of coping with your schema. Go ahead and just discover that. Okay. Now, notice how sometimes the way you cope with this belief in your own defectiveness is through avoidance. You avoid situations, avoid certain feelings, avoid certain people. Just notice there's no judgment, no shame, just interest. Now notice how at other times you cope with this belief in your own defectiveness through surrender or compliance or resignation or submission, something being kind of excessively passive. That's right. Okay. Now remember, or rather recognize that, oh yeah, so I feel like there's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. I'm defective. And now recognize that this is conditioning. That you learn this lesson at some point in life that there is something that's wrong with me. So go ahead and see if you can find some sort of scene or memory from probably childhood, but it could be adulthood or adolescence, where the circumstance taught you that there was something wrong with you. Notice where you are, notice who you're with, notice how old you are. That's right. Seeing all of this clearly. And now notice, so again, you're back in this old scene, this old memory. And then this can also be kind of an amalgamated composite memory. It doesn't have to be a real memory. So, okay, there you are in the old memory where you picked up this negative lesson that there's something wrong with you. And then now notice the thoughts. Notice how you're making sense of this. Notice how this old situation informed you as to a model of yourself. It taught you about who you are. And namely, that you're not good enough. And now, also notice this informed you as to who others are. Maybe others are judgmental, maybe others are better than you. Notice how this kind of gave you, equipped you with a belief about others. And even a belief about the world. It's taught you about the world. And now notice, so rather float up like you're kind of float up into the sky and then float up kind of on a timeline above your life. And now look down at your life. And see how you've had different experiences, rather that maybe even every single day of your life has been affected by this old negative conditioning of yours. and kind of really appreciate how you're really just caught up by causes and conditions. Causes and conditions outside of your control. Really recognize that. Okay, good. And now, even notice how this conditioning, and this is what's called linking back up, notice how this conditioning of yours is what even causes a sense of shame and defectiveness today, maybe decades after this event happened, the event that kind of reinforced this belief. And really fully recognize your own suffering. Okay, good. And now, feel into the sense of shared humanity. Feel in, like rather recognize how common it is to have this kind of conditioning. So many others struggle in just the same way. Recognize that now. And now imagine before you a multitude of living beings that also have this sense of shame and defectiveness, that have this sense of internalized rejection. And then really send them recognition. And now also feel that they recognize your suffering. They get it. And now we'll move on into the formal Tonglen practice of kind of taking in the suffering of others or recognizing it and then sending out peace. And as you do this, make sure that you're including yourself. So you're doing the taking and sending practice in such a way that you include yourself. Okay, go ahead and do that now. Again, we're focusing on the specific suffering of defectiveness and shame. Keep going with the practice. So either taking in the suffering of others on the in-breath or recognizing it and then sending peace and relief on the out-breath. That's right, keep going. good. Now go ahead and dissolve that scene. Now, imagine that you step out of the meditation and now look back at this meditation. What was this like? What did you learn? Also, I'll add that often shame is accompanied with this belief that we are uniquely screwed up, that we are kind of isolated and unique in the way that we're screwed up. And I think that rather see if you can look back at this meditation and see how the source of shame is totally understandable and actually very, very common and not unique at all. See if you can see that. Okay. Good. Good. Right now, I count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience.